Nisimin Tafrish Yud Beis Sif Aleph Beis Gimel. Mechaber says in Sif Aleph Ha'oichel Kerem HaKippurim Kikoy Seves Hagas HaChayiv. If someone eats the shear of food of a fat date, he's chayiv. This is talking about chayiv kares. U'pachis mikadeya ma'at, and that amount is a little bit less than a deya. V'shir zeh shav l'chol adam. Now this shear is the same for any person, bein l'nanas, whether it's a midget, bein l'og melech haboshen, or whether we're dealing with og melech haboshen. Rishubu explains, so even though normally when it comes to shiurei teira, that have to do with achila, we measure with the kazayis. That's where it says the word achila. But rather the Torah prevents achila with the word inoy. A person has to afflict himself. That if you're eating less than that shear of a koseves, so it doesn't calm him at all. And he still is in the same state of being hunger, of being hungry and suffering that he started off with. So in other words, the that's why we have a shear of kikosevas agasa. For who pachas mikabeya? Now the shear amounts to a little bit less than the size of an egg. But so leimer beya beninus, an average size egg. For I'm bedugel mirvav shekosa the beya omar kanubli klipa, that the egg we're measuring is without a shell. Which shuas beninsiyan achadoshes chaylik alav. The Chuvas Ben Yitzin argues on the Nevi Yehuda in that. Now, this shear is shava. We say that this shear is shava l'chol adam. So what are we saying with that? The kibbutz l'chacham, because the chacham realized the b'shear zeh, that with this shear miyasva daiti the kol adam ma'atay harbe. So that's going to be enough to calm anyone. Even if it's a giant, it will calm a little bit, and if it's a short person, it will calm a lot. Uvibotzim is less than this year. Let me yasve daite the shum inish. It won't calm anyone. So the Mishnah Berurah is bothered that when it comes to Isser of eating on Yom Kippur, it's going to be even less than that shear. So why is the Mechaber telling me a shear which is only in the Gei Karis? After Surah Hu Becholshu, when it comes to Isser, it's even with anything. We'll see later on Sefei Shom Mishum the Nafkemino Mizad. There's going to be a difference. Le'inyan Aniska B'Sim and Tafresh Yud Ches. When it comes to a chayla that we feed him less than a shear, so therefore it's necessary to know what the shear of chiyuv is. The Mechaber tells us further, all foods will add up to the shear, even salt which is on meat, and the brine together with the vegetables, but if it's coming to as far as a beverage and achila and eating something together, that would not be mitstaref for the shear. The difference is that the tzir, the melech, is coming to perfect the food, to make the food taste better, and therefore we consider it like food. Mishabu says the same would be if you would dip your bread in wine or in water, so then it would be mitstaref to the pas. Sif Gimel. If a person ate and then he ate again, im yesh mitzchilas achila rishayna ad seif achila acharayna kedei achilas pras mitzdarfen. So if in the time of eating, the entire time amounted to a kedei achilas pras, and we'll see in the next year, and in Sif Dalid, we'll discuss how much is kedei achilas pras, how much food is that, the amount of time it would take to eat that amount of food mitzdarfen. So then it adds up. All this eating adds up. Vimlav emet starfen, and if not, it doesn't add up. In other words, if he went ahead and he ate over a longer period of time, it's not going to add up. Mishnah Berurah says, "Acha v'chazav acha is lav dafka." Who didn't gam oicha, but he hefsek someone eating without a break, but he broke into little pieces, and that's why it took a long time. So again, if it's within that shir kadeil chilos pras, so then that's when we're dealing with this severe isser over here. And if not, but if it takes a long shear kedei achilas pras, it's not going to be mitzvah, it's not going to join together as far as the Hiv Karis is concerned.